Welcome back to the Odyssey Live Lounge. Good afternoon. My name is Nick Russo, 100.3 The Bull. Pleasure to welcome back to Houston, Josh Ross.
What's going on?
Hey, man. Welcome back. Last time I saw you, I think it was like end of summer. You're here with Nickelback, Brantley Gilbert.
Yes.
Very hot, yes. Hot. I was sitting here reminiscing. I remember we were sweating.
Yes. I do remember being very
in the
warm.
Shade. Now, so you get a little bit of a break after the tour. What was the break like? What did you do while you were taking some time away?
Yeah, we got back to writing. We still had like a lot of like random festivals and stuff like that to kind of do to wrap the year up. And then, recorded an EP that I put out a couple weeks back. And now we're here. We've been on the road. We're probably at about roughly 40 shows already this year, so it's been really great.
Wow, it's only not even halfway through, already on show 40 coming up. Now, you're in town because you've got you're with Bailey Zimmerman, mm-hmm. 713 Music Hall tonight. Show's been sold out damn near since he announced it.
It's crazy.
Was lightning fast.
Venue's really cool looking. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's one of our newer venues here in town, so we're glad you get to grace it. Now, being on tour with Nickelback, I was curious if you had any interaction with Chad Kroeger, because we had a lunch with Joe Nichols a couple weeks ago, and he said that Chad Kroeger and him had become friends and that Chad's quite the character.
Chad's amazing. I mean, most people like exactly would be like, you know, did you get to know him or whatever? And it's like I got to call him like 3 days ago on the phone. We're talking about hanging out and writing and stuff. And he's just been a great inspiration, kind of a mentor in certain ways. I think you know, there's a lot of similarities between him and I, and I get to learn a lot of the things that he's done and maybe some of the mistakes that he's made and how to not maybe make those the same way. And then just also just you know, to be doing having a career for that long. I mean, they're over 25 years, and it's just really cool to see. You know, sold out shows after that many years, and you're like, okay, how do I do that? So he's been awesome. It's been really awesome to have him as a friend.
Yeah, he played our rodeo, or Nickelback played our rodeo a few weeks back, and 75,000 plus.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's so incredible how their music connects people in a way, because I think it was before a time when we were so complicated.
This is it, yeah.
No pun intended.
No, it's very true. I mean, it's just those are the songs I grew up on, and those were on rock radio, and it's cool to see all ages at those shows too.
Now, I did a little Wikipedia search to see, you know, everything that is the truth about Josh Ross. Clearly, you're pretty athletic growing up, participating in a lot of athletics. Motocross caught my eye. What kind of a...
Favorite sport in the world.
What's that?
It's my favorite sport in the world.
So what did you do? Like, how did you participate?
I raced professionally for a couple of years, but it was more like, you know, for fun. It was something that my dad did for a lot of years as a kid, and then my mom was like, why don't we all get bikes and we just like trail ride? And that's how it kind of started, and then it turned into dad and I going traveling everywhere and racing, and it was very special. I'm very thankful for the years that, you know, that really got, I was able to bond with my dad and spend a lot of time doing that, and I always say that music's probably the closest feeling that I've ever had to what it feels like being on a bike.
So did you do like the dirt track racing, or was it off-road racing?
Yeah, so all the track style stuff like that.
Man, the closest I ever got was Excitebike, the old Nintendo game. And but my cousins in Connecticut always got to, they raced dirt bikes, and I was always so jealous. It's like, Mom, I need a dirt bike. They bought me a mini dirt bike once, and it wasn't the same.
It's dangerous, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
Now, Steve Earle is mentioned as one of your influences, and Steve Earle has a song called Copperhead Road, and that is an anthem for us here. Tell me your Steve Earle connection. Like, what is it about Steve Earle and his music? Where did it find you?
Yeah, I was about probably 4 years old, and we had went to this like outdoor concert, and there was like a cover band, and they pulled me up on stage, and the song they were playing at that time was Copperhead Road, and I don't know how I got it or how it was made, but somebody took like a 2x4 and hammered like a bunch of bottle caps to it. And I was like carrying that around as if like I was, you know, it was like my instrument. And I kept that, and I had that for a lot of years. And I love Steve Earle a lot. Copperhead Road was a song. I don't know if it was like, you know, the bass line or just the feeling of it. And then, just super full circle moments too. Like, for instance, on the Nickelback tour, 3 days before we left to go on the tour, Chad called me and he goes, what do you think, Brantley, you and I do a cover every night? And what do you think about Copperhead Road? And it just, my mind was like blown. Cause he didn't know that was my favorite song, like nothing at all. And, it was crazy. So we got to play that for over 50 shows together.
Man, if that's not telling you, you're so in the right place at the right time, right?
It's a very meant to be moment for sure.
Man, I love that. Now, so we only get a little bit of time. You got to get rested up tonight. 713 Music Hall. Show's been sold out for months. Bailey Zimmerman's tour. You're going to get there. It's going to be a packed house. I know that's exciting for you. So thanks for taking some time.
Thank you, guys.
I know we got a couple songs we're going to play. Now, the first time I found you was even before we had Radio Airplay of Trouble. It was such a great song. Kind of came my way. Tell me the story about this song, because I know you actually lived it.
Yeah, Trouble's I moved to Nashville in 2019, and you know, through COVID, and definitely experienced, you know, the hardships of that, a relationship that was kind of fizzling away at the same time. And I was definitely having too much fun, you know, going out partying on Broadway, learning the town really what it was. And one night I had come home and I was sitting on the curb and I left a voicemail for my ex-girlfriend at the time and just said, you know, I feel like I'm getting myself in some trouble and could you come back home? And she had resent that back to me. And I honestly had no recollection of the voicemail. And the song just kind of wrote itself. Like, that's honestly how it came about. And I wrote it with one of my best friends, Mason Thornley. And yeah, it's just a real song. So,
all right. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. I don't want to spend another night alone, reaching for the space you left in our bed tonight. So I guess I'll call some buddies up, get gone, take another shot in some Broadway town. I give you a drunk down just to tell you what you already know. Oh, baby, I'm in trouble. Standing missing you, I'm getting through another double. A white flag wave, come and save me. Might be reckless, I can't help it. So if you could, would you just come back home? Cause baby, I'm in trouble. Baby, I'm in trouble. Heading straight for another memory, trying to stay afloat on this old bar stool. Wishing you a call, but you won't. That it'll get better, but it don't. Cause Jack D and Jesus ain't you. Oh, baby, I'm in trouble. Steady missing you, I'm getting through another double. A white flag wave, come and save me. Might be reckless, I can't help it. So if you could, would you just come back home? Cause baby, I'm in trouble. Baby, I'm in trouble. Wishing you a call, but you won't. That it'll get better, but it don't. Cause Jack D and Jesus ain't you. Oh, baby, I'm in trouble. Oh, baby, I'm in trouble. Oh, baby, I'm in trouble. Steady missing you, I'm getting through another double. A white flag wave, come and save me. Might be reckless, I can't help it. So if you could, would you just come back home? Cause baby, I'm in trouble. Baby, I'm in trouble. Thank you.
So good, so good. And you know, it took all of me not to get up and waltz to that waltz song. The three-quarter time songs,
yeah, three quarter.
Man. That's my jam.
That's the only one we got so far that's like that.
Yeah, it's and they dance to it. I played at the honky tonk, and they go out and waltz to it. It's just a perfect rhythm for that kind of flowy dance like that they do. Yeah, it's pretty spectacular, man. Super smash. Love that song. Now, when I was listening to the album "Complicated," it felt like it was bookended. Like, you started off, you know, "Single Again," the matching tattoos. And I didn't know if you did that on purpose to kind of like tell a story of time, or if that was just a coincidence.
It's funny because "Complicated" was the last song that we picked to put on the EP. Honestly, it wasn't even in the pile. And then I started messing with the track a little bit and really was starting to fall in love with it more. And then we got it on there and I was like, okay, what do I call this EP? And Complicated just made the most sense to me. And I think that song turned out the coolest, like in a way that I didn't expect. But I think the whole point of the EP for me was just to put a pile of work together that had sonically a lot of different things going on. Felt like little bits, like different chapters of my life over the last like year or two. And then I'm a complicated person. So like it kind of all made sense like to do it that way. And just kind of, I feel like it was my introductory for people to be like, okay, I go to him for the, you know, the 6/8 waltz kind of song, or I go to him for a, you know, more of a party kind of song, or a ballad and or a piano song. And yeah, Matching Tattoos was just definitely a let's leave it here kind of thing. Because I think a lot of it was a lot that I had gone through, and I wanted to put that song last of, you know, kind of like that. That's kind of like that's that chapter done.
I get it. Yeah. And it's funny because Complicated, as I was sitting here listening to you sing Trouble, I was thinking about that. Then also how you told the story was the ex-girlfriend that you aren't still with, the Trouble girl.
Yes. Yes.
And so I was like, wow, that makes this actually more complicated because I thought it was all about the same girl.
Yeah, no. There's definitely a few inspirations in the whole project. And yeah, happy to not be, you know.
So let's talk about Tell Me It's a Lie. Or tell me a lie.
Yeah.
So I really loved all the play on words throughout it. It's very flirty, very much the pickup line.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song.
Yeah, first time that I cut a song that I had not wrote, which is very hard. I think we put out, you know, over 20 songs since I first started, and a lot of those I wouldn't even want to talk about. But, you know, always have been part of the writing process, or, you know, wrote them by myself or with somebody. And this is the first time that I was pitched a song while I was on the Nickelback tour, and I was absolutely... fell in love with it. I felt like I should have wrote it. It was kind of what I was going through. I always remember, you know, the kind of that feeling when you're on your way out of a relationship, but you still want that person to tell you they love you, or you want them to say things to you, even though that, you know, they're not good for you. And the whole tell me a lie thing. And, so it just really resonated with me, and I was like, I need to have that song.
I love it. Let's hear it.
You only walked into this double dive bar, knowing good and damn well I'd be here. You're only sitting there laughing so hard, cause that's the only way you know how to fight tears. And I know there ain't a chance that you're with him, he's just a friend, I understand. You gotta do what you gotta do, baby. But if it's just me instead, in my head, way off, dead wrong with everything I've been saying. Tell me a lie, tell me you ain't as good as gone, halfway holding on to me. He's my man, Lord knows the whiskey ain't doing jack. Won't you tell me that it ain't quite what it looks like, and it's not what you think? Cause I know you and I know I don't wanna believe that. A truth in your eyes, I know. So just for the night, tell me a lie. Just tell me that your friends put you up to it. The new you gave me seeing red in that dress. You look like I know just what you're doing. Taking looks my way just to make me a mess. Oh, so come on, won't you tell me I ain't no fool? Show me any kind of proof, even if you have to. Tell me a lie, tell me you ain't as good as gone, halfway holding on to me. He's my man, Lord knows the whiskey ain't doing jack. Won't you tell me that it ain't quite what it looks like, and it's not what you think? Cause I know you and I know I don't wanna believe that. A truth in your eyes, I know. So just for the night, tell me that you want me back. I'm the best you ever had. Worst thing you ever did was say goodbye. So go on and tell me. Tell me a lie. Tell me you ain't as good as gone. Still holding on to me.
He's my mind. Lord knows the whiskey ain't doing jack. Won't you tell me that it ain't quite what it looks like, and it's not what you think? Cause I know you and I know I don't wanna believe that. A truth in your eyes, no, no, no. So just for the night, tell me a lie. Tell me a lie. Tell me a lie. Tell me a lie.
I love it. I love it. Man, listening to you sing makes me want to go find a girlfriend tonight. For being honest.
Hopefully a good thing.
Yeah. It's a great, I think that's a core of country music is the romance, though, right? Yeah. The storytelling, romantic songs. Like Parker McCollum gets on stage all the time and says, if you don't like sad love songs, you're in the wrong place.
it's true. I mean, I always think, too, is like, is everybody happy or is everybody sad? And to me, it's like, I feel like people are happy, but even when I'm happy, I still like listening to sad songs. I don't know why. Like, I'll be like, oh, this is a great set. Like, I'll put on, like, even like a piano ballad by somebody so random. It's just like, I just want to hear a sad song right now.
Yeah, there's a psychological studies about it. Apparently, I'm not going to quote it because I'll get it wrong, but there is something counterintuitive about the way a sad song will make you feel happy because you're able to exercise that feeling.
Right, yeah.
Something about that.
Love sad songs. But
how did I get that? We have a psychologist daughter in the... All right. So thanks again for coming by, man. I know you got one more song for us. It's a big night tonight, 713 Music Hall, Bailey Zimmerman's tour. Do you know how many stops y'all have been on already?
Ooh, that's a wide question. What, about probably 20? More than that.
Because did it start last year or start this year?
Start this year.
Because you said you're on 40 this year.
Yeah, we've done like a lot of random off like headline stuff and then festivals too. But yeah, we're probably over 20 with the Bailey crew.
Spend no time at home?
Probably 2 weeks, maybe.
Total, not in a row.
Yeah, total.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been great.
Do you know what your house looks like?
Yeah, finally, I had a cleaner come in and clean things up. It's really been nice, honestly.
I love it. Only because, it's kind of been a motif of the interview so far of the romantic questions. In a relationship, have a girlfriend, don't? Where are you at?
Rather not talk about
it. Cool. Yeah. That works for me.
It's complicated. Yeah, no, things are good. I'm actually in a happy spot right now, which makes me really happy.
Well, that'll take me into the next song, which is Single Again, which I hope for your sake isn't foreshadowing. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, Single Again was, I always try to pull from real places. And I was at a bar in Nashville called Losers in Midtown. And I walked into a bar and I saw a girl that I had a huge crush on in high school. She happened to be there all the way from the Great White North. Wow. And she was there. And I went and bought her as I went to, like, I bought her a drink and as I went to go give it to her. Somebody informed me she had a boyfriend. And, I still wanted to say hi. So we talked quickly. I wished her all the best. And I probably had a couple drinks and I just said, if there's one thing you remember just from tonight, like, let me know if you're ever single again. And that's how we got the idea. So this is Single Again.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand, we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. You'd be walking out of here without him. So when you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee 615 that you used to heat up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me a first call after your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again. I got a cabinet with your name on it, a slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish that you're single again and you're thinking of me. You know I got that same old Tennessee a 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. Single again. So when you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee. A 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. Single again. And you won't ever be single again.
Sweet.
I'm going to steal that line about last call.
There you go.
That's pretty slick.
First call, last call.
Man, well, thank you so much,
thank
Josh.
You. It was a blast. Appreciate you guys very much. Bull, yeah. Thank you guys so much. All you guys being in here, too. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to get to hear you sing so up close, man. It's really great. That's you got awesome. An amazing voice, thank amazing you. Music. Have a great show tonight. 713 yeah. Music Hall. Everybody, Josh Ross.
Can't wait to come back. See you guys. Thank you.
Man, thank you so much. That's awesome. Yeah.
I know I shouldn't say what's up. I heard you went and met someone, but I got a little cold beer buzz and he ain't here right now. I bet you if I took your hand, we had a neon night slow dance, you'd be getting to forgetting all about him. You'd be walking out of here without him. So when you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee. 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me a first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. I got a Cabernet with a name on it, a slow drive on a Sunday, you can count on it. I'll treat you better than he ever did. Girl, when we're together, you won't ever wish that you're single again and you're thinking of me. You know I got that same old Tennessee. A 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. Single again. So when you're single again and you're thinking of me, you know I got that same old Tennessee. A 615 that you used to heat up, a half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call after your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again. Single again. and you won't ever be single again.
Sweet.
I'm going to steal that line by Last Call.
There you go.
That's pretty slick.
First call, last call.
Man, well, thank you so much, Josh.
It was a blast. Appreciate you guys very much. Bull, yeah. Thank you guys so much. All you guys being in here, too. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to get to hear you sing so up close, man. It's really great. That's awesome. An amazing voice, thank amazing you. Music. Have a great show tonight. 713 Music Hall. Everybody, Josh Ross.
Can't wait to come back. See you guys. Thank you.
Man, thank you so much. That's awesome. Yeah.